Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is America's Identity with your host, Mr. Dylan. Now, let's hop right into it. This episode is going to be on nationalism and how a lack of it has caused the society of America to crumble and lose its founding values. Now, when most Americans hear the word nationalism, it has a negative connotation. First thing that most people think of is National Socialism, aka the Nazi Party of Germany. So, let's clarify. When I speak on American nationalism, I am not talking about socialism. I'm not talking about Germanic nationalism either. I'm talking strictly about American nationalism. In the last couple of years, we've seen a lot of nationalist movements spring up around the country and have had some pretty impressive momentum behind them. Most people will think of the Republican Party, but I would say they are not a nationalist party at all. They are just a subculture of moderate conservatives. Most true conservatives will not consider them to be conservatives at all. So, to clarify, the most popular nationalist movement with young Americans between the age of 18 to 35 would be the American First Movement. When I say America First, most people think of the modern American First Movement with Nick Fuentes, the leader of the movement. But it was started originally in the 90s, and even before that, it was pre-World War II. The America First Movement simply is a nationalist movement of American supremacy in its own borders. So, to add on to that, during the First World War, before we entered, America and most of its population was staunchly against any interference in the European continent until the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Though it was tragic, it caused the shift of many Americans to say, well, we must fight this war now, we've been attacked. And many Americans at the same time were staunchly against that, because it meant we are now opening ourselves up to a European problem. And we are now opening ourselves up to the dying of American citizens. And even before that, I would say people who were the founding fathers of this country were nationalists. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and John Jay. John Jay, who I have some admiration to with his Federalist Papers, especially the second Federalist paper. If our founding fathers were in a time machine and they came back and you dropped them in the middle of today, most people would call them Nazis or right-wing extremists or nationalists of the extreme kind if they had to serve in today's government. Because today's government is no longer left or right. It's pro-Israel or anti-Israel. It's pro-American, anti-American. And most politicians are anti-American. You heard me correctly. Most politicians, from your Ted Cruz to your Kamala Harris's, are anti-America. The American people have been betrayed by its elected officials. The American people no longer can trust American officials to have their best interests. In the last 50 years of this country, when have you ever seen a democratically elected in any office hold up their end of the deal? There's a modification on top of modification with another bill that they weaned into it to now have something completely different. When Americans voted in Trump, he said no more wars, mass deportations, strong border. We have had no mass deportations. We've had a weaker border to some extent. And we've been involved in three different conflicts. The American Empire is the greatest empire since Rome, and we are letting it slip away from us because we have let a few rats tunnel in to our sanctuary of safety. Those rats are the Israeli lobby in America, left-wing, liberal-minded people, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, and anybody who opposes the national sovereignty of this country. To put it very simply, this country will die without a very immediate reaction from its populace. The American people forget that the right to bear arms is not for hunting. It's not just to defend yourself. It's to keep the government in check in case another tyrannical government came to rule. Now, I'm not calling our current government tyrannical at all. Absolutely not. What I do believe is happening is that the governments of the post-JFK era have been colluding with each other internally for the betterment of themselves and for the loss of the American people. Well, Mr. Dillon, what's your examples? All right. And to clarify, I do not call at all for any violent action against anybody because that is immoral and unchristian. Now, back to my examples. One, it is a well-known fact that the CIA and the FBI were in on the Kennedy assassination. Now, you can call me a conspiracy theorist, but just about everybody and your uncle will say that there was some internal conflict with the United States government in the assassination of President Kennedy. And then after that, you saw the mass liberalization of America. You had Roe v. Wade. You had Vietnam. You had failures in South American regimes. And you had AIPAC, which never had the register as a foreign lobby, start running rampant on the American people and our tax dollars. Do you understand that we, the American people, are being taxed almost 40%? 40%. I want my listeners, the American people, to hear me very clearly. Taxation is theft. The current United States government and its ridiculous bureaucracy are stealing from us. They are stealing your money. They're stealing our moral Christian nation. They're stealing our European identity. They are stealing our made in America identity. They're stealing what we call to be American. When are we as American patriots, when are we stand up and say enough is enough? We outnumber our government 10 to 1. We really do. And we need to start acting like it. We need to start acting like we, the American people, have had enough. We are tired of the majority, which are being liberals, voting us out of power, voting any conservative out of power. Anybody who supports Israel or is a Christian Zionist, air quotes right there, is un-American and I believe should be denaturalized. I believe that we do not denaturalize enough people. Now, Mr. Dillon, you would say, oh, it's so un-American of you. Everybody has a right to speech. Everybody has a right to speech, 100%, unless it directly violates the tenets of our country. Right? I'm a Christian. I violate the Ten Commandments or any rule that the church has. I have to go to a priest to confess my sins or I confess them directly to God, but I still have to confess them. These people commit these sins against our country. They don't confess to them and nothing happens. They actually improve more because the people who are also in on the debauchery help them survive and debaucher us more. We need to wake up and grab these people by the back of their necks and throw them out of our country. Our
immigration laws,
the legal immigrants, in the 1980s, 1950s,
even the legal immigrants,
and 1930s, we decided that America was no longer for us. We decided to share the American dream with non-Americans. Do you understand that? Do you understand that the American dream has been stolen by us, by immigrants, illegal immigrants, non-Americans? It has been stolen from us by outsiders, infiltrators, communists, socialists, non-Christians, Zionists, people who oppose the American dream and its fundamentals. This country does not have room for any of these people. This country has room for Americans who are descendants of the first Americans. Americans who are descendants of people who fought our wars for us and with us. Those are the immigrants I like in this country. The immigrants who said, thank you for liberating us. We will now serve your country. I do not believe we should be taking in a lot of them, but I believe the people who do truly deserve it should have a spot here, because they've actually paid the debt to our country that they owed. And that's what I'm tired of people forgetting. These people owe us a debt. You do not get to come here willy-nilly and say, oh, I'm an American now. I'm as American as everybody else. That is ludicrous. Do you understand what I'm hearing from people? It's ludicrous. Hear the words coming out of my mouth. It is a ludicrous statement to believe that just because you have a piece of paper makes you truly American. If me, Mr. Dylan, who is white, goes to China and lives in China for 20 years and speaks Chinese, and I have Chinese clothes, and I am working in a Chinese factory, not a single Chinese person will think of me as Chinese. I will be a foreigner who lives in China. We need to have the same mentality. These are foreigners, people who are foreign to us, who are living in our country, who owe us a debt. The debt can be repaid in military service, working hard and working legally, not betraying our laws, not being anti-American, meaning non-Christian, non-ethnically European, or ethnically close to that, or if somebody even isn't ethnically European and they are a good person, they serve our country diligently, then they are welcome here. And when I mean ethnically European, I mean a lot of the world is European. Germany, France, Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales, the Netherlands, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Russia, the Baltic areas of the world, the Germanic areas of the world, all these amazing places. But who we can't let into this country are people who are from countries that have no visible government, that have waged war against America, that have enemies of the state inside their own country at a mass level. Somalians, what do we have in common with Somalia? Nothing. What do we have in common with Kuwait? Not a lot. What do we have in common with Israel? Nothing. What do we have in common with Tajikistan? Nothing. These countries that we allow a mass influx of people into our country have nothing to offer us. They have nothing to help us. Remember, immigration is supposed to bring what? Economic prosperity, social prosperity, and spiritual prosperity to our country. None of these people bring that. And that's what I'm going to circle back and wrap up with in our talk today about nationalism. Without nationalism, we cannot currently derive our standing as a people, because we have no national identity. No one can stand up and say, we don't want these people here because they're not like us. Because we are nationalists, we are Christians, we are Americans. And if they don't fit those three criteria, they shouldn't come here. Thank you, everybody. God bless, and God bless America. Have a great day. We'll be right back.
Bye.